This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, short show this evening, right up here until 7 o'clock, and a lot going on. Spring football for the colleges, you know, the games will be happening next week, still getting some scrimmages in. The Rivals camp will be here in South Florida next Sunday. Somebody who's been on top of it from every angle, whether it be University of Miami coverage on Canes County or through Rivals.com, and he'll be a part of the event this Sunday. Marcus Benjamin is kind enough to join us. Marcus, busy time for you. I mean, you got the University of Miami to worry about. You got baseball. I know you cover UM baseball as well. And then you got your Rivals combine coming in next week. I think your wife's going to put out an APB for you.
Yeah, she might. She might. It's never a dull moment, doing what I do, especially with everything that's going on. Spring football is probably the highest priority, but, you know, Rivals is, of course, a recruiting website. So this is kind of the biggest time of the year for me because, you know, it's coming at me from all kinds of different angles.
Yeah. No doubt. And you take a look at the University of Miami, a lot of new faces. I mean, it's just, as you and I were talking last week on your podcast, I mean, you look back 2 years and wow, what a transformation from the roster, from basically every position. A couple of years ago, the offensive line was one of the biggest concerns. Now, not so much. Quarterback position, all of a sudden, 5 months ago, you're kind of wondering what's going to go on. Now you got a room full of them. Talk about that, because this spring has really unveiled some really, really good talent and given not only the team, but a lot of fans, a lot of optimism for 2024.
Absolutely, Blue. Miami is pretty much deep at every position from top to bottom. You start with quarterback. I mean, you've got Cam Ward, who's come in from Washington State, who elevates the room just automatically. And just before bringing him in, you added a Reese Poffenbarger, who has plenty of experience on the FCS level, took his team to the playoffs. And then you've got the guys that was already in the room, and Ja'Cari Brown and Emery Williams. And then you bring in a Jet Anderson. That's a pretty stacked QB room. And then at running back, even though you're not seeing guys like Mark Fletcher and AJ Allen due to injury, you still have a Chris Johnson Jr. and a Chris Wheatley Humphrey. You're expecting a Jordan Lyle to come in to add to that room. And then at receiver, I mean, you got guys who just got there who are already making the impact in a JoJo Trader and also a Nye Carr as well add to veterans like Xavier Restrepo and Ray Ray and Isaiah Horton and Jacoby George. And probably the position that most fans who kind of follow the website are most excited probably about, Elijah Lofton, the freshman from Bishop Gorman, because the kid is just a versatile chess piece. You can kind of move him around everywhere, and he just makes your offense just that much more dangerous. And Cristobal has done a great job at recruiting the trenches as well. That's kind of his forte. The offensive line just kind of reloads with players like Zach Carpenter, and Inez Cooper is going to take another step up. as well as Jalen Rivers as well. Those are kind of your leaders there. And D-line, you can arguably say, is one of the best in the country. That linebacker room is completely stacked with a bunch of young pups ready to, you know, bite the opposition. And then the cornerback room, you've got guys that are up and coming as well, with Damari Brown and Jaden Harris looking to kind of step up and step into big time roles this season, along with transfers Michelle Powell and Savion Riley. There's no position group that is not stacked at the University of Miami right now, and you can just see it in spring practice.
Right. What are you looking for in the spring games coming up on the 13th? I mean, I know last year at this time there were 10, 12 guys not dressed because of injury. This time around, not so much. You got a lot of talent. What are you looking for on the 13th?
Well, I'm looking forward to see the running back room. Like I just spoke about, I really want to see Trevante Citizen kind of take that next step. You know, he's been out of commission because of a devastating 2 years ago. Mario Cristobal finally said that something clipped for him last week. So really excited to really see what he can do, as well as the other two young running backs that are in the room, and Chris Johnson Jr. and Chris Wheatley Humphrey. Really excited to see what those guys can do. But I think everybody is probably most excited, of course, to see Cam Ward and see what he can do with this offense and really kind of unlock it to what it was supposed to be last year. Now it's year two under the offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson. So you're hoping to see a little bit more versatility. And I really want to see some more action with these tight ends. I've already mentioned Elijah Lofton, the young guy who's come in from Nevada. But the guys that are already there, like Riley Williams and Cam McCormick, now returning for a 25th year, I think it is.
Yeah. You're so funny.
And the other guys in that room really want to see, you know, some usage with these tight ends.
I agree. Let everybody know how they can follow you social media-wise, also through the website, because there's a lot going on that people need to follow, especially with the Rivals Camp Combine coming up this week, a lot of the recruits. Let everybody know how they can follow you.
Yeah, absolutely. CanesCounty.com, part of the Rivals.com network. It's an exclusive camp to Rivals. Of course, you know, special people like you, Blue, can come as well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, appreciate the invite.
But it's exclusive to Rivals, so all the content from the camp have to go to Rivals, or specifically directed to the Miami Hurricanes. Come to CanesCounty.com. You can also follow me on X at Benjamin Rivals.
Good stuff. Marcus, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up soon. We'll come back on the podcast. We'll talk a little bit more. Have a good one, and we'll see you soon.
All right, you too.
Good stuff. Marcus Benjamin closes out what has been a pretty good show. Quick, but good. We're going to be back next week. Danny Garcia will take you the rest of the way. We got Panther hockey coming up at the top of the hour.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.